Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, tuning in to online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could join us as well. We're excited to welcome author Leanne Kale Sparks to our program today. Leanne is celebrating a great new book. I've already written my review for it on Amazon.com. It's definitely one of those thrillers. For those who are looking for a fast-paced read, this one's going to definitely deliver for you. It's called The Wrong Woman. We'll talk to Leanne not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's like for her to craft these characters, the different situations they find themselves in, and of course, what it's been like for her to hear from you, the readers, about the response to it as well. If you guys are just now finding out about The Wrong Woman, we'll let you know how you can get your own copy of it, as well as how you can stay connected with Leanne. Leanne, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. This is always fun to be able to talk to an author when a book is just being released. I mean, these are characters I know you've lived with for some time, Leanne. So what has it been like for you now to be able to give them to all of us?
It's a little nerve-wracking, to be honest. You know, it's like you said, you live with them for so long, you get to know them, and then you turn around and you give them to the world, and you're like, oh, wait, no, come back. It was quite the whirlwind when it released, and to be able to get, you know, feedback and stuff. But it's been great. But like I said, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. This book is, and I said in my review on Amazon, and I just mentioned it in my introduction, for those who love a thriller, this book will definitely, satisfy them. It's intense at places, but it's also very real, I feel like, Leanne, in so many ways. In the main character, Kendall Beck, we get someone who's not only great at her job, but also navigating the thing that is life, like all of us, outside of that. What was it like for you to kind of deal with the different complexities of her and where she found herself in life?
Well, I got to say that is probably the greatest review I could have gotten. I really love Kendall. I love how multifaceted she is, and that you connect with the characters is really what I was going for. I mean, I love writing thrillers and you do all the twists and turns, but it's really the characters. Kendall was, she really evolved over the writing of this book. It was so much, it was a lot smaller. When I first started out, it was just a short story, and I kind of put it aside for a little bit and then decided to pull it back out of the mothballs and really, really go for it. And she just kind of evolved along with the story and with me writing it and learning, you know, really honing the craft of writing. I really like that she's not perfect. And I think in this book, she struggles with thinking that her and her best friend are so close and then coming to find out that there was a lot of stuff going on that she didn't know about and that are revelations to her. And I think so it kind of puts her on edge because her best friend is murdered. And she's like, during the course of the investigation, she's learning so much about the person that she thought she knew best in the world. So I really like that about her. And she just, she's done with love. She collects a lot of friends, but she no longer believes in love. And she always thinks that she's going to let everybody down. So I think that's actually really real to a lot of people, that they can connect with her character in some way.
Yeah. I think that is the interesting thing about this book for me as I was reading it, Leanne, because I think, you know, you're dealing with her, and then she's in a job that is not for the faint of heart. and you can find anything, and she does in so many ways. I have to ask you, what was the research like for something like this? How did you make her as real as you did in this book?
It was I sailed under a lucky star. I actually became friends with a man who was pretty high up in the criminal side of the FBI, criminal side, all of it. But, you know, the crimes against children and those types of crimes.
Yeah.
And he was able to introduce me to some FBI agents that worked in the Crimes Against Children unit. And I was able to ask them questions and meet with them and see what they go through on a daily basis. And it really struck a chord with me that there's so much about sex trafficking of children and the way that this whole thing evolves and how they get children and things like that, that I really, when it came to writing Kendall, I was like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want her to be, because she has some issues in the beginning of her life when she's just getting out of college and stuff that makes her change her degree and become an FBI agent. She's trying to help a woman who is being stalked by and kidnapped by a serial killer. And so because of the things that happen with her, she really wants to protect people. And, of course, the most innocent of people really is children. And so she has a really connection with that type of work.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll talk around this next part, Leanne, so I don't spoil anything. You mentioned, of course, her own journey and what she was going through. I think a lot of times in life, we find ourselves in many ways trying to either overcompensate when it comes to really diving into one aspect of our lives or looking for our own way to make things right. You know, there's so much that seems out of our control. We see that even in The Wrong Woman and things, as you mentioned about children, one of the lines that I remember is about the child, of course, that we see Kendall dealing with is that being introduced to the dark side, basically, of humanity. What was that like for you to kind of play with, not only with her character, but also with others about how there is this idea of trying to do your part to make the world less bad?
I really think that that's the core of what Kendall is trying to do, but I also think that it's her way of avoiding some things, dealing with some things in her own life. So she really pours herself into her job. And, of course, she, you know, like I said, she really wants to be able to help children and get them away from, you know, these monsters that are really robbing children of their childhood, and which is devastating. I think it's also a way for her to not look at what she perceives as failures in her own life. And so that's really kind of what drives her. And if she took a step back and could take a look at her life, she would see that she didn't really fail anybody. It was circumstances. But that's just her character, and that's just how she feels, and that's what motivates her.
That's a great point, for sure. And I think that's one of the reasons why readers will love this book. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome author Leanne Kale Sparks to our program. Leanne is celebrating a brand-new book. It's called The Wrong Woman. It's out right now on Amazon.com or, of course, through your favorite local bookstore. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. I want to broaden the scope a little bit, Leanne, and talk to you about, now that the book is out literally this week for those who are tuning in live, what was it like for you to start hearing from readers? You mentioned about the nerve-wracking part earlier about releasing a book, but what has it been like for you to actually hear the feedback?
It's been wonderful. I really have enjoyed that the people have been reaching out to me and saying that they've liked the book, that they connect with the characters. I really wanted that to be, thrillers, there you can write the twisty stuff, that it's part of the whole genre, is being able to introduce, you know, new twists and turns and red herrings and things like that. But it's really the making a connection with the characters that I was really hoping would come across. And, of course, I wanted to make sure that there was – Kendall is very sarcastic, and, of course, it works well that Adam is just as sarcastic, who is her Denver police kind of counterpart during this book. So they have a lot of back and forth, and, of course, with her own partner in the FBI, back and forth. So I was hoping that that would really come across, and I did get a lot of feedback from readers that they really enjoyed, because it can get heavy. The subject matter is heavy, so you kind of need that little bit of, oh, this is a normal person, and they're, you know, having little arguments back and forth, or, you know, little sarcastic moments back and forth. So it's been wonderful. I've even loved to hear feedback. I love to hear feedback of what didn't work in the book, just because, I mean, I can't go back and change this book, but for future reference, it's kind of nice to know where there may have been a misstep or something, so I can keep that, because as a writer you're constantly learning, you're constantly honing the craft, and there's no perfect book. Nobody's going to like every single book, so it's been nice, but the feedback has so far been really great. I actually got to go into a Barnes & Noble yesterday and see my book up on the shelf, and it was really wonderful. And I had a reader come up and actually get me to sign his copy of my book. So that was extremely exciting. So that's something that's going to stick with me for a while.
Wow, that is awesome. You mentioned about the mechanics of the book and readers. One thing that does come through, and I'm curious if this was something you knew you wanted to do going in, Leanne, or if it just kind of was an idea that came to you as it evolved, is that we're able to see, even though, you know, depending on how a reader reads this book, you know, it does move so quickly, but you allow us to see by the dates and the time that, you know, the time that goes into this. Of course, we hear these cases, what I was reminded of is, of course, we may hear a story on the news, right? And it's not like everything is solved the next day. You know, it's something that kind of does sometimes take some time. We, as an audience, because there's so much other stuff going on, we may not stay with that story. But, of course, the people in the story, right, they are in the events, they do. What was that like for you to kind of chronicle the time that it took with Kendall in this journey for the truth?
Well, I actually did that for my own sanity because as I was writing it, I was getting the basic outline was there, but a lot of stuff got added and switched around and things just for continuity purposes. So
gotcha. It
really helped me to say, you know, okay, so it starts here and then there's this and then there's this and having that timeline. And then I thought, well, this will be good also because then the reader can see, you know, oh, there's been a few days in between this event and this event. So they're not confused that maybe something happened the very next day and it doesn't really gel. And because I wanted to show that there's like weekends in there and things that are happening, and it really was helpful for me to write down the dates and time. It also helped because the serial killer has been around for a while, and so to be able to show a timeline of when things happened, you know, in the beginning, what happens is a few months earlier than when the main story happened. So I wanted to make sure that was clear throughout the thing. So it did help me a lot to be able to map that out, and especially when I was, like I said, moving things around.
You know, one thing it made me think about, again, for people in this profession, of course, we know it is a novel, but unfortunately these things are happening in our world, is that it reminds us that these people, you know, because, again, when people are looking for answers, right, they don't think about these are people who are trying to get the answers. These are people who are trying to solve the crimes, which means these people have lives. They have things going on for them, too. Do you feel as though that also kind of humanized them in an industry that we sometimes think of as being superhuman?
I think it did, and that was another area that I kind of wanted to show that there are other things going on, and that was sort of the thought behind having her having two different investigations, one that's very personal to her and then one that is part of her job, and showing that she still had to do her job while she was off trying to find, you know, help Adam find who killed her best friend. And so there's all these moving parts and things. And I think that is really how these things work. And I'm always, whenever I watch like true crime shows or anything like that, I understand where the family is coming from because they want answers now and they don't have anybody to lash out to except the investigators. But I always feel bad for the investigators going, well, you can't really get mad at them because they're trying their best. And, you know, people lie and people don't give them. It's not like you'd say you get bring somebody in and you go, okay, did you do it? And they go, well, yeah, I did actually. But, you know, I was hoping you wouldn't find out this quickly. That doesn't happen. And so, you know, they're constantly trying to find evidence and things. And it's not like they're ever sitting back on their haunches and not doing anything, even though sometimes it can look like it's slow moving and things aren't happening as fast as they are, especially in the world where DNA comes in and there's just not enough labs available to do that type of work. So that takes a lot of time to get answers back.
Yeah. I have to ask you this on a personal note, because I'm sure other readers, once they dive into the book, will be thinking the same thing. You know, we talked at the beginning of the conversation, Leanne, about living with this. How difficult was it for you to come out of it? Because there are some very intense things that happen in Kendall's world, and as they do happen in our world. What was that like for you to come out of that darkness?
You know, I've been blessed to have a family that has supported me, and my husband can see where or when things are starting to get to me. He can kind of pull me back into reality, my reality a little bit. And I started writing this when my kids were still at home. They're all scattered across the world right now, but they were there. And so there you can't just, like Kendall, you can't just stop your life. You know,
right.
you gotta be able to function and do the things that, you know, still make dinner and still make sure the kids are getting to school and doing their homework and things like that, and just being a family unit. So I've been really lucky that I have a husband that kind of looks out and says, okay, come back over here. You need to come back over here. So, but otherwise,
good.
I can see where there are writers that could just get completely lost in that, and that can probably get pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that. I thought, wow, this is really good, but wow, this is really dark stuff. You know, and as a reader, of course, and I'm a very visual reader too. So as a reader, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is something I could visualize. I'm like, I wonder what it was like for her writing it. You know, what was that like?
Well, I got to tell you, it's pretty funny because there's a reason that writers don't meet in groups and like really public places, because the things that we want to talk about, people around would just be mortified that we're like, oh, and then you could like kill this person this way and they could find him here and there, you know, or have you thought about this, or maybe have an explosion and stuff like that. And people would just be completely mortified because that's what we get into. But we don't, I think there's also a certain amount of, you try not to get personally involved in your stories,
yeah.
Which is a really a tightrope to walk.
Right.
Most of the time. But then you also have your author friends that pull you back and go, hey, remember, this is a story. You made it up. It's not real. So come back.
Right. Well, look, I'm glad you mentioned author friends, because one of the blurbs comes from an author we've had on this program, Melinda Lee. What has that been like for you to have people around you who do know what it's like, that do know what the highs and lows of the journey are like, and to be able to have that support system?
It's fabulous. Melinda has been just a real constant in my life for a few years now, and there's never a time where I can't run something by her. And so it's been really nice. And we do have our little author group of friends that, you know, it's pretty much started during the pandemic that we started doing our Zoom calls just to keep in touch, since we weren't able to meet at conferences and hang out that way. So we've been managed to keep that up, and we're pretty excited to be able to start going back to conferences and hanging out around each other again and doing that. But it's invaluable to have other authors, especially in your genre, where you can feel comfortable talking about things, whether it's your story, what's going on in your story, what's going on in your life and how you're dealing with it, and even the publishing side of it, you know, agents and publishers and how this and what that, and I don't think you can really do it alone. This is such a,
yeah.
Writing is so solitary as it is, that if you didn't have a group of authors to be able to bounce things off of and just say, I am just having a bad day, I can't even get two words written down without deleting them, and I just don't know where I'm going with this. And having a group going, okay, you're okay, take a breath, you know, maybe go out and do this, or what's your problem, where's your stumbling, and then everybody kind of pitches in. And even if nothing works, like whatever their suggestions are, it's kind of that calming of, okay, everybody, all of them have been through this, and we're all in this together kind of thing. So it's a pretty special community.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had Melinda on the program a couple of years ago, Leanne, with her book Cross Her Heart. So when I saw the blurb, I was like, oh, yeah, I know her. So that's cool. Well, definitely this is one our audience should add to their reading list. Again, Leanne Kale Sparks has been our guest. The book is called The Wrong Woman. As I mentioned, it's out everywhere now, so you can get your copy. If you guys are joining us online or via the podcast, we've made it very easy for you guys. We've included the Amazon link there for you. However, if you do have a local bookstore you support, if they don't have it, I know they'd be more than happy to order it for you. Leanne, what about you? How can our audience stay connected with you?
You can reach out to me at leannekalesparks.com. That's my website, and I'll spell it leannekalesparks.com. You can read about me. There's a contact page. There's a book link page that will take you to every outlet that you can imagine that should have my book, and just my book two in this series will be coming out. Don't have a release date yet, but you can keep track of that, and that'll be up on my website soon, as soon as it starts going out. And of course, all of the usual social media sites. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So, and you can find those links on my website as well.
All right. Well, congratulations to you again, Leanne. Glad we had a chance to speak, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here. I've really had a lot of fun.
Hey, good. We appreciate that, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webster. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.